USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas for documents concerning the 2020 census. Republican Representative Jim Jordan said there's nothing inherently wrong with asking the citizenship question on the 2020 census.
Why don't they want to know something that everyone in our district knows should be asked, knows has been asked?
Opponents say the citizenship question was added to deter minority and immigrant participation and to boost Republican representation. Behind closed doors next week, the House Judiciary Committee will question former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. The Democratic-led panel plans to ask about her time with the administration, but it's not clear whether the president will assert executive privilege to prevent Hicks from answering questions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Former Stanford sailing coach John Vandemore was sentenced to one day in prison, which he already served, for his role in the college admission cheating scandal. The first to be sentenced in the scheme, Vandemore admitted to helping students get into Stanford as recruited athletes in exchange for money for a sailing program.
I have taken responsibility for my actions, and I'm accepting the consequences of those actions. I have learned much from my mistake, and I will take those lessons forward in my life.
He was also given a $10,000 fine. President Trump says he's adding 5,000 U.S. troops to part of a NATO deployment in Poland. And in a joint news conference with Poland's president, he said Poland offered to build a base for some of the troops.
The United States and Poland continue to enhance our security cooperation. Poland will soon provide basing and infrastructure to support military presence of about 1,000 American troops.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tragic self-inflicted deaths are at a record high in America, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Deaths of despair is the clinical term for suicide, drug overdoses, and alcohol deaths. And a new report says they're taking more American lives than ever before. The study's authors say the highest death rates from drug ODs are in the mid-Atlantic states, like West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Death rates from suicide and alcohol show a regional skew. People in Montana, the Dakotas, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Oregon die at higher rates by suicide or alcohol than they do from drugs. The study was conducted by the Healthcare Advocacy Foundation Commonwealth Fund. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has reached a tentative agreement to purchase almost 500 new F-35 fighter jets. John Clemens reports.
If the deal is finalized by target date in August, it'll carry a total price tag of $34 billion. That makes it the largest procurement in U.S. history. The Pentagon is pleased with the deal with Lockheed Martin because it means a discount for each one of the 478 F-35 fighter jets. The Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines will receive the jets along with allied militaries.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.